Drop your sword. If you wish to die, I could oblige. Although my spear has tasted much blood today, it thirsts for more. Can you not feel it hunger for your throat? Ah, mortals, so brave, yet full of fear. No, I do not think of you a coward. Were you a coward, I would have run you through and let you die here, choking on your heart's blood. No. Instead, I will take you captive. Be thankful. Now, start walking. Yes, we are traveling away from the battlefield. It is already won. Or lost, from your perspective. Little rabbit, you asked the hunter what her intentions are. Well, I saw you across the field, surrounded by the reanimated bodies of your fallen friends. I saw you fight, and you fought, striking their mindless corpse down and down again, all while still defending against the goblins that assailed you. I was impressed. What? Was it not right to use your friends against you? Is it not right of our queen to use any means to achieve victory? It's simply war. Honor? Honor. There you are wrong. Honor is a word that the defeated use to excuse their losses. Only glory matters. And there is no glory in defeat. Oh, such sullen, rageful expression. In any case, it is of no importance. Your army may have lost, but you were magnificent. I do not mock you, human. Yes, you are covered in the blood and filth of a battlefield, but a soul is never more beautiful than when roused by the struggle to survive. Why have you stopped? Have you finally divined my purpose? And what do you think that would be? Naive little rabbit. You believe that I intend to ravish you. Truly. Come now. Closer.
Now.
Good. Obedience means you'll survive. Closer now. These words are only for you, not the forest. I've led you here, in the deep forest as my ancestor found yours when they strayed too far from the path. I am going to strip you of your armor and your clothing. And then, I'm going to ravish you until your pleading turns to cries of pleasure. As my queen's army claims the battlefield, so I will claim you. Your anger is useful, isn't it? It hides your fear and your arousal. Huh? Are you not aroused? You say that with such fierceness. One might even believe it was true. If one was a fool, and I am not a fool. I do like your resistance, however. The best lovers have a fighting spirit. And who knows? You may catch me with my guard down and escape from my keep. That would be fortunate for both of us, as I find the hunt to be the most exhilarating sport. You are cunning and delicious prey. This here looks like an auspicious grove for our joining. See the circles of mushrooms? Fairy rings are a good place for new packs and proper service. Now, strip. Do you refuse? How surprising. I have two spears, and at least one will pierce you today. You can at least choose which one I start with. Good girl. Now strip. I'm glad to find you more amenable. You are not as foolishly arrogant as one may think. Now disrobe. Wait. No, nothing's wrong. I just like to appreciate a partner before they remove their last bits of modesty. In fact, I prefer to do it myself, if you don't mind. I only ask for the sake of politeness. This is not a choice. Good. Stand still. I have this spear. Its edge so sharp, men would have died without knowing they were struck. I'd hate for you to be harmed as I cut away these clothes. Oh, you shiver so deliciously. Is this fear? Or anticipation? Don't cover yourself. Don't ever cover yourself in my presence. You understand? Good. Oh my. Yes. Very nice. Your scars add something truly personal. Aye. Perfect skin is that of a life and lived. And you feel so unique. You hide your whimpers well. May you still show it. Do you insist that you do not enjoy being my property? Very well. Then be still. Be silent. Oh, my, my. You seem to be the most ready for attention down here, aren't you? Your excitement shows. Don't look away from me. I said, don't look away. There. A bit more yielding with my hand around your neck, aren't you? Oh. No tears, please. There's no shame in welcoming the inevitable. Feel my hand touch between your legs. This here is mine now. What? You like this, don't you? Answer me. If you could stop the moaning long enough to do so. Oh, good girl. You are learning to be your true self. Surrender to your needs. It feels good, doesn't it? I think you've wanted this for a long time. To be bent to the will of harsh-faced steel. Take my helm off. Go on. It's okay. Take it off. It's late, isn't it? Sometimes I feel that we fae have too many advantages for human battles. And then I remember how many of you are scurrying about. Oh. You look surprised. Did you expect a hideous form? An ogre? A goblin knight, perhaps? I am an elf maiden of high blood. My hair is white as thistledown and rustles with the wind. My eyes are dark and deep, and my features are fairer than any creature you'd find in your squalid courts. No, it is not arrogance. Not if it's true. I am beautiful. As are you. In your own way. Come here. Closer. Gods. The way you taste. Of sweat, lust, and battle. I could even taste blood. You must have been struck a few times. You are so sensual. What manner of creature are you to affect me so? Well, you have aroused me. Now you must deal with the consequences. On your knees. There you go. That's a good girl. Now, you know what to do. You shake your head. Could you be confused? Could this aspect of your nightly training be? Or a mess? Well, take my armor off. That shouldn't be too difficult for you, no? Good. That, at least you must be familiar with. Come now. Surely a knight as beautiful as you cannot be a virgin. How magnificent. Well, don't look down shyly. Don't worry. I'll show you what to do. Take my cock in your hands. Yes, like that. Large, isn't it? Do you wonder if you could even fit it in your mouth? Well, there is no need to wonder. Do it. Open up. No. Good girl. Eager now, aren't we? Do you just want this to be over? Oh, are you finally admitting to how excited you are? Start moving. Start moving those lips. Gods, that's it. What you lack in skill, you make up for. And talent. Fuck. Yes. Yes, like that. Use your tongue. Good. That's it. Yes, you may move a little faster. Put your hand at the base of my cock. Now stroke. Up and down as you move your head. Splendid. Now take me deeper. I said deeper. Into your throat. You dare shake your head at me. Well, let me show you the way I correct misbehavior. I'll just force my cock between your pretty lips. That's it. As far back down your tight little throat as it could go. Good. Gag and choke. You deserve this. You could breathe when I come, rabbit. Not before. That's it. Every inch of me. Good girl. Fuck. Your throat feels so tight. Your mouth so warm. Gods, I'm close. You sure you've never done this before? Your mouth. Oh, it's exquisite. Take my seed. Every drop. Do not disappoint me. Refreshing. Even if you are a problematic student. No. Don't you dare spit my gift. It is an honor for human to receive it. To swallow all of it. Even that which spilled on your chin. Do it. Good. We'll make a proper pet out of you yet. Lay back for me. Why? Because I tell you to. Lay back. Don't be worried. I'm not gonna hurt you. Not yet. Part your legs. Wider. You have nothing to be shy about. You are lovely. And look how excited you are for me. There is no shame in arousal when you're at the mercy of a fae. Your will may be to resist, but your body knows its place. And I am going to taste you, lovely creature. And feel you. After all, you've only felt the cold steel of my male gloves, and not the warmth of my fingers. So very tight now, aren't we? Truly, you are a virgin. All the easier for me to train you. Are you not used to having such nimble fingers pleasure you? They hear such noises from mere penetration. I wonder what noises you'd make when I taste you. What wanton sounds, and so loud, Don't you dare stifle your moans. If I wanted you to be silent, I'd choke you myself. You taste so delicious. You taste of sweat, lust, and a pure spirit. You've had a hard life, haven't you? Well, you're my captive rabbit now. And if you're well behaved, your existence will improve immeasurably. You will be my prized rabbit, and I will show you to others proudly. And in time, you may even earn enough trust for me to equip you with armor and weapons no mortal could dream of. Of course, the greatest reward will be the opportunity to be mounted by me at my desire. And I desire that now. Yes. Why are you surprised? I am not a weak human who needs time to recover. I am Fae, and I could have you as many times a night. Does that excite you, Rabbit? You do not answer. But when you bite your lip like that, you do not have to. Turn over. Get on all fours. Now, because I instruct you to, I'm gonna lean over and tell you a secret. Some creatures desire tenderness and care. Others do not. Some, like you, are taught that it's only proper to love a certain way, but secretly, you desire more, don't you? When you're alone on those dark, cold nights, before a battle, it isn't the gentle lover's caress you think of as you touch yourself, is it? No. It's a harsh penetration of a fierce and knowing lover. Such as myself. So, let yourself enjoy this, Rabbit. Feel my hand force your head down in supplication. You gasp in pain and shock. But do you notice your legs part for me? Did you intend to arch your back? You shake your head, but again your body betrays you. It knows what truly you desire. And can you feel me? At your entrance. The heat. Do I feel too large for you? Perhaps I am. Let us find out. Oh, you are truly blessed with a tight hole, aren't you? Well, I'll do what I can to satisfy it. Good girl. Gasp. And one more for me, human. That's it. Don't fight it. You may pretend to be a knight for your king, but the truth is, your body has already switched its alliance to me, and you have no nation to return to. I own you now, Rabbit. Say it. You are my this, don't you? Can you feel me bruise you, human? Can you feel the marks forming where my strong hands grip your flank? Soon you will see such marks and be proud of them. They will remind you of how you've pleased your mistress. And how she will reward you with her seed. Oh, your wicked little body. Works its magic on me. The way you grip my cock. Gods. I wanna fuck you until you're a whimpering mess. Push you until I hear that beautiful voice beg for more. And you will beg. Yes. Yes, Rabbit. Don't be so stubborn. Let that voice out. Oh, I know you're enjoying yourself. And those whimpers. Hide nothing. Not when you're panting so heavily for me. Oh, you want this. You want me. Doesn't my cock feel good? I know it hurts, but isn't the pleasure worth it? Yeah. Yes. If you're honest with yourself, I know you're enjoying this. As do I, Rabbit. You are meant to be bred, to be filled by me. And my cock. And I'll train you to be the most obedient pet. Just submit to me. Yes, feel my body press into you. Driving my cock ever deeper into your body. Every inch bringing you closer to ecstasy. Stretching you, filling you. Oh, you sound so lovely. You must be so close now. The way your body shivers. It's near impossible to hold back when you feel so good. Rabbit, why do you grip onto me so tightly? Do you really want my seed so badly? Yes. Oh, well then, let me complete my conquest. Come with me. And I'll fill you with my seed. Mark you as mine. All I ask for you is to let it go. Gods, I'm close. Just a little more. You could take it. All of me. Come with me. Oh my My doubts. You have satisfied me. This was not the worst of fates, was it? After all, you could have been found by a horde of goblins. Let me hold you. Your tears, taste of sorrow and satisfaction. You have lost what you thought you were, but discovered what you were meant to be. My lover. Be glad of most never receive the attention and pleasure they deserve. But I could give that to you. And more. Now rest in my arms. Calm your heart. And your breathing. I am not the sort to inflict necessary cruelty. You are mine now, and I will treat you well, so long as you call me master. Do you understand my pet? You needn't speak of satisfaction when the way you melt into my arms tells me all I need to know. Hush now. Rest. Tomorrow is the first day of your new life.